Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at this.
Hello.
And our moderator, question master, Tiffany. I almost went
Hello.
quiz. I'm like, it's not quiz,
Like, did
it's
she forget her own daughter's name? She's pausing.
Yeah, it was the
Yeah.
quiz or question.
You
She may be giving us quizzes today. That could be.
might.
Anyway, I didn't allow her to say, I spoke right over her. So, Tiffany.
Hello. Yay.
Super. So, come on in, everybody. Tell us where you're from. Super, super important. Light up your part of the grid. That strengthens and emphasizes. It does so many things. We've been getting more information about what that's doing. So it's definitely confirming how important it is, but I think we'll get even more information as we keep doing it. So just keep doing your part. Shine your light, and that way we all know where we are and we're not alone. We're
We're
not
not
alone in this
alone.
crazy world. These lighthouses that we are, we're out there shining our beacons. You're not
Yes, be a
all by
beacon.
yourself.
Be a beacon. Be an energy portal for all of those around you. I love it. And we can see it all connecting. All right, you guys, as you are all starting to come piling in, I would love to have you all ask us questions. Now, how do you ask us questions? You put Tiffany in capital letters. You can put emojis and hearts and lovely things. You can call her the question master. You can call her the cloud angel. You can call her whatever kind of fun little butterfly, fluffy, angelic names you would like to create around her to get her attention so that she knows it's a question versus you just chatting in the chat. And so
We
if
love
you
you chatting in the chat too. It's not like it that's discouraged.
No, chat in the chat. But this way she doesn't have to try to filter through. She'll see it. She'll go, that's a question. Somebody's got a question. And we would like to hear your questions. So please ask away. And then Julia and I will ponder and then give you our thoughts. And they're for free. Free thought day.
Free thought day. Free thought day. Free thought day.
Free Thought Friday. And so you're going to get our thoughts for free. And then we have energy updates. But is there anything else you would like to talk about?
Let's start into the energy updates and see what that brings, because I haven't heard
Okay.
this yet. So, is there what's going on out there?
Well, you guys know that we were in that Libra, that eclipse energy through until this, the full moon that's coming up. 6th and 7th is the dates where the energy is going to kind of go into an Aries full moon. When it does that,
Aries.
Aries, who we know here that might know something about that. I don't ever know which way to point in the screen because it's
Also
different.
Tiffany, she's up there.
Not me, them. So, this is we've been going through all this upheaval of things that we have to look at, and it's unearthing all of our blah blah.
Our
Now,
stuff.
where we're going is we're calling back parts of ourselves that had been abandoned, left behind, pieces that. When we weren't feeling good enough or strong enough or loved enough or whatever, we're calling those parts home to us.
No.
This is going to be a time for revelations, for understandings, new solutions, collaborations, ideas. Let's see. You're going to start making promises to yourself and finding ways to meet your needs. So,
I like it.
whatever it is that you guys are thinking about out there, just start thinking, oh yeah, I guess I have been doing that. Just kind of pay attention, see what's happening. In that finding your needs, one of the hardest things that can happen is how do we communicate our needs to others? And this is another thing that you're going to get supported in this energy is gracefully, kindly communicate this stuff to other people. With being able to communicate in a good way, what do I need? This is what I need. And it's, you're going to be able to bring it forward in a way that works for everybody. Okay.
That can be challenging in an Aries anything. Aries are not always
Communicate your
known for their
needs.
tact. That's something I've had to
Oh, for the
work on.
tactic.
To, you know, that I had to be really conscious of that. And I'm not always there, but I have to really be conscious to not say the first thing that comes to my mind. And I have a sarcastic sense of humor. So that mixed with those two mixed.
Well, it must work for us because I like it when people are honest. And that's a direction we're all going is like truth and honesty, and you're going to get truthful with yourself and then you're going to communicate that truth with others. But that must work for us because I like it when people are honest. So maybe I don't realize that you're just saying that first thing that's coming to mind. I'm just like, it's so nice to have a friend that just tells you what she really needs.
Well, it doesn't mean to not, when I say the first thing, it's like sometimes it can be real sarcastic or real abrupt, and that can be harsh. And so that's where it's like I might hold it, but it's a lot of times it gets out. It's that first thought, that first thing. I think last show, Tiffany called me out on it afterwards. Yeah, it was rude. And I was like, it just came in. So exactly. So I apologize for being rude. But yeah, I try. Like I said, I don't always accomplish it, but I do try to
You know,
be mindful.
we're gonna get a lot more views on that other show now. Last week's show, everybody's gonna
What did
be
she
like, "How
do?
is she rude? I gotta go rewatch that. See if you guys can figure it out." So one of the things that she was talking about, okay, so we're solution oriented, we're getting honest with ourselves, ideas are popping in, solutions, collaborations, those kind of things. So it feels kind of like a good forward movement is going to start kicking in, which I know a lot of people have really been waiting for this. It's like, I cannot do this one more day. Please shift, you know. And I've spent a lot of time on the phone today with people that are really struggling to get through some of these energies or know somebody that's struggling to get through them. So let's all keep holding each other up. That's what we're here to do. Let's hold space for the ones that need it. And then when we need it, you know, people will hold space for us as well. That'll be great. Now, October 6th, she says, Mercury gets into Scorpio. And that's when we start getting
Scorpio.
into that real story. That's when the truths will come to you. And it's going to cause the deep changes, the deeper changes around these truths, you know, bringing, you know, yourself, getting into that revelations and understandings and solutions, you know, and it's going to create a deep change for a lot of people. So get
When
into
does
the
this
heart.
start? When does this start?
3 days,
Oh.
October 6th.
Oh, okay. So all of it's.
So deeper changes around. So this is why it's important to get honest with what you want or your needs. What do you want to create? Because this is going to be a time where the astrology can help you implement those changes. And I wrote down this part because I really enjoyed this. She said, it's going to be like the phoenix rising from the ashes. So it's taking all those parts that got lost along the way, bringing them back home, reinventing self and understanding what you want, what you need, and what it's going to take, and then having the universe support you in that, and then here you come, you rise up out of
I
the
love
ashes.
it.
So,
That's very
yay,
cool.
that is our
Yes.
energy update. I
That is
really feel like
wonderful.
Tiffany could have got
Everybody.
in there with some of that, doo, 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 you know, like that background noise when the news is coming in. Where were you for me, Tiffany? You weren't there.
We didn't practice this.
True. Okay,
You
has
gotta give me a
everybody been
clue.
putting the, is everybody putting your locations in there? And don't forget to put your questions in there with Tiffany in capital letters, Princess Tiffany, Tiffany in the Clouds, Butterfly Tiffany, Master,
Was coming in.
Question Master Tiffany. And okay, so what's coming in?
I
This
don't
is
know. I'm
be a
just saying
sign.
some. Maybe it's someone, something's coming in. So whatever, I don't know. I just wait. I don't.
We're all going to watch you until you say what it is.
No, there's nothing there. I'm just letting you know something's happening. So It just went
Right.
crazy. I don't know what it means yet. I don't, it's
Well, it was
just
when we
there.
were talking about the Phoenix Rising, or was it?
It's right after that when you start talking about make sure your questions and you're putting it
When you were
all.
talking about her lovely daughter is when it
That's
happened.
what it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's got a message for you somewhere in there, Tiffany. Interesting. Is it time to say hello to everybody?
Well,
Think
I want to tell a story real quick about itchy noses. So,
it
can
is.
I tell the story?
Yes.
So one time I had to sneeze. And then my mom said, "Oh, here, let me throw pepper in your face." So I think that's what this is.
No, wait. You needed to sneeze and couldn't sneeze? Is
Yeah,
that when you did the pepper? Okay, you left that part out.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. She just threw
Fine.
pepper in my face.
Maybe it's not a good
Calm
idea to
down.
have your children on a show with your
You might want to rethink this. I'll come
I
help
do
you get
not
out from
remember
under the
this. I'm
bus.
not claiming it. This was...
It must have been a different timeline.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, I like that. That's a good way to get out of that. So, okay. I don't think anybody's throwing pepper in your face, right, Julia? You're not, no
No,
pepper, but
no.
that story was precious. Thank you. Very relatable.
I promise. Tiffany, was I a good mother?
To a therapy session? Have you held this for years?
Do we
We
want to get the
need to let it
therapist
all
in
out
on
right
this
now.
call?
Tracy, you're our mediator, and this is welcome everybody to our mediation session.
Oh
Yes, you
my
were a good mother.
Oh my God.
That's why I can
Oh,
share these
buddy.
fun things.
That's too good. So, there, I do see someone saying that they didn't realize that Tiffany was your daughter. So, yes, Tiffany is Julia's daughter. And when we get a million views, she's going to turn her camera on so you can all see her. So,
That's what she says.
Or we set it for her.
Exactly.
And even if we get 999,999, it's still not enough. So,
Not enough. We need one more.
point five, still not enough. Do you want to know where everybody's from?
Let's do
Yes,
it.
please.
Let's get to know some people and maybe take the focus off your mom for a minute.
Please.
Is she getting red? We have Georgia, Ohio, UK, Canada, Montreal, another Canada, Oregon, Denmark,
All right.
Michigan, Florida, Australia, Texas, Ontario, Florida, Oregon, Sweden, Australia, Florida. I just really hope that it's the same person posting over and over. I shouldn't say that. North Carolina, Minnesota, Michigan, Newfoundland. I'm sure that's, I think it's
Or
different.
Newfoundland.
Yeah, Newfoundland. That's why I was like, it's not right, but I'm going to say it that way.
Newly found land. Yeah.
Newfoundland. North Carolina, we have someone that's from Sweden, but they're in Greece right now.
Ooh.
Michigan, New Hampshire, Alabama, Michigan, Norway, New Zealand, another Texas, Portland,
Thanks.
Oregon, Australia,
Yeah.
California, New Jersey, another Oregon.
Whoa, Oregon's in the
Hey,
house.
where's Arkansas? Come on, people.
All right, we have Chicago.
That's so cool. Do you see you're not alone?
You're
It's
not
a
alone.
lighthouse, and
We
they
are
don't
all
put
over.
lighthouses with a whole bunch of other lighthouses. They're out there, spread out.
Most of them are in Oregon, but yeah.
Best I can give you is Missouri.
Okay, that's close enough.
Oh
Very
my
cool.
gosh. So, yeah. If you didn't figure it out, I'm from Oregon. For anyone new that's watching.
And
So,
Tiffany's in Texas,
of
so.
course, yeah. So, when we get excited when certain things are called, it's because it's in our
Where we
hometown
are.
where we are. But everywhere you guys are, we are excited to have you. Sometimes we're even like, what? That's amazing. So thank you for letting us know how far the show reaches and that you're here and you're participating in the chat. Thank you. I love
Yes.
that. Yeah,
Oh,
getting to hear from everybody.
did you give the instructions and I just blanked over on how to, like, on your page and how to ask
So
questions?
if you're on my Facebook page, it seems that those questions don't get through. I did try to play with that today. So who knows, crossing fingers they would. But if you want your questions to get through and you're on my Facebook page, go to my YouTube page instead, and you just find me at Tracy Mahan, or other Facebook pages like Julia's page, QHHT, Dolores Cannon, or even Julia's YouTube page, but probably mine would get you better reception, just saying.
Because she's in Oregon. Yeah.
That's right. I'm in Oregon. I got great internet. Anyways, we're just teasing because Julia and I have a little competitive thing going on about whose YouTube gets more views. So, right now it's time to play favorites. And
Right now, it's always Tracy.
I love you guys. Okay.
Okay.
So I think we might have a question. Do we have a question ready?
We do. Yeah.
The question master, could you bring it through for us?
Oh, you bet. Tiffany, queen of questions.
Right.
I like that.
What is up with that Atlas i3 thing?
Is this the one where people are trying to decide if it's a spaceship or a
See,
asteroid?
I don't even know that much about it either. I think it's similar. A lot of these things were happening back. They could be comets. I think it could be something like that. And then they talk about, I remember years and years ago, mom kept getting questions like that. And there was like a comet that they said a UFO was in the tail of it. And when it came through, it was going to do all these things and stuff. And all these people had all, it was like calamity, end of the world. You know, it's always going there. It's like, ah. This is end, and it was nothing. So, and that's where my mind, because I saw this happen so many times, people would bring these in, and I don't get any info. I get nothing when I get asked that question. I don't get any feelings. I don't get anything.
I think it just makes me ask more questions. So
Okay.
here's a trip in my mind. Like you're talking about this, and I'm like, well, what if it was a UFO? And what if they just reset everything? And so we don't remember any of it because we got reset and we started at, backed us up and started us over at a certain point. Like, what if those kind of things are happening? Have you guys ever thought of that? Have we been reset? Are we doing this again? This is what I
Oh.
think deja vus are. It's like, why do I feel like I've been here already? Oh, am I doing this again? Like, what's happening with that? So, the Atlas, the idea of a ship, we take it back to, I think we talked about it a little bit on the last show, but choose your reality. Which one do you want it to be? What
Yeah.
outcome do you want it to have? What
Right. And
experience are you having around
yeah,
it?
what's being said about it, and does that resonate with you?
So here's something that I think AI is doing that I'm a little bit excited about because I found myself going, man, I just don't even know what's real anymore because of all the AI posts. And then I started laughing because it's like, none of it's real.
None
It
of it's
never has
real.
been. It's like, oh. So
That's what we're
AI
trying
is
to teach
helping
you.
me wrap my mind around the fact that none of it's real by posting all of
Yeah.
these
So that
AI
means don't get attached to
videos.
any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, I don't know what is real, so okay, doesn't matter.
Yeah, and then laugh because it's like, oh, yeah, okay. But it'll catch me like, I don't know, there's one going around where it's like the slew of videos where the animals are, there's a baby laying there and the animals are bringing their kittens or their puppies to lay down by the baby. And it's like, it's totally AI that isn't really happening. And then it's like, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, that's right. This is helping me to use discernment with everything I'm watching.
Yeah.
So I think it's great in that way if we're, if we can start waking up enough to see that they're generating these videos and creating these little stories, and there's so much of it. It's like, oh my goodness. It's like, is anything being posted that is a real person doing a real thing? There's this whole ninja diet guy out there, and it's like, somebody probably thinks that man's real, but that's an AI generated character. It's like, so I kind of giggled at that. And anyways, so it is. It's really breaking down the matrix for me. So yeah.
That's really cool. So, what does that mean? We get to pick and choose what we want to be real?
So let's take it back to Atlas. What do you want it to be? What's your experience? Because everything we are doing here is about the experience. So, you're gonna find the answers. What is it when you want something and you ask somebody, should I do this or shouldn't I do this? And then if they don't have the answer you want, you go to the next person and go, hey, should I do this or shouldn't I do this? Until
Exactly.
you
It's
get
like,
the answer you want.
right, because you know what the answer is that you want. I
Right.
mean, you just don't want to admit it. I don't know what it is. You want confirmation?
Validation,
Yeah,
permission,
something.
whatever it is, but it's kind of the same thing. Follow the thread that feels best for you. If the UFO idea and alien contact, follow that. There's probably some really interesting stuff there. If you want it, if it's a comet and it's just, or an asteroid or whatever, follow that. It's either way, it's going to give you an experience, and that's what it's all about anyway.
Absolutely. What do you do with it? What do you want to do with it?
Yeah, and our minds are a very powerful thing. We're creating all the time with our thoughts. That's how New Earth is being generated, is we are all believing for it and creating it and manifesting this ascension process through a collective desire for it, as well as our individual desires. So we have our own experience and a collective experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Very good.
Did we do it? Dun, dun, dun. Oh, Miss Wonderful Tiffany in the sky with the beautiful eyes and the butterfly wings. You
And
know how it works
diamonds.
now. Have to say butterfly at least once so I can see Julia.
We had somebody from Little Rock join.
Woo! Yay!
Yay!
Okay, but for question, did you hear the kitty?
I didn't hear the kitty.
Oh, he meowed. So this is from Lisa. I'm wondering the universal law or rule for manifesting. If we focus on something we desire, is it a given, or does manifesting only work if it has been contracted only? Thanks.
I mean, we got contracts, I think, things that we set up for ourselves here so that when we were here, we would make sure to have certain experiences. And from what I understand, that you can manifest anything as long as it does not interfere with the soul's contracts.
I think that's what she's saying,
Yeah.
is if it's not been, if it's been contracted or not been contracted, or I feel like, yeah, if you have a desire, it's probably on your path. It's something that's
Oh,
reinforcing
yeah.
there. You know inside, and sometimes ego gets in there, is like, I want to do this. And and it's something that's completely opposite. It's not you, but you're entertaining it, and it's like, oh yeah, I don't, I'm famous or multimillionaire or whatever. And it's like, and nothing against that, but maybe that isn't who you are, or it makes no problem in being that. It's like, I want to do this, but it's like maybe what they're proposing isn't your manner or something to get there. I don't know. I'm not doing it right now, but that's where it could be, where it's conflicting. And if there's a conflict that you don't feel it, this doesn't feel right for me, not the end result, but the process maybe, then you're probably, you know that, and that's where you won't go with it. I was just reading
I
something.
don't think you would desire to manifest something if it was going to be outside of your design for the life. Now, there's also things that you won't manifest if you're not an energetic match to the manifestation. I want to be a bazillionaire. My energy says that ain't going to happen. You know, it's like
Exactly.
if my energy was like, you are a bazillionaire, then it would happen. So,
Something in
yeah.
there too. Yeah, it goes back to, I was just reading this today. It was really good. Anyway, it's not about the mind doesn't do it. It's not the mind that manifests, although the mind is creating the visual, it's creating the desire. I mean, it's creating that picture. But like you're saying, you have to be in alignment with it. And that's what I feel like you're saying there. If it's not a match, meaning everything in alignment, then I know that Esther Hicks, she always says
Yeah.
energetic match. You know, she calls it that way. If it's not an energetic match, it won't happen.
Well,
Because
and
conflict, it cancels itself out.
think about things that you've gotten in your life where maybe even years before that you were like, I wish I could create, I want this. I wish I could create that. And then a few years later it actually happens. And it's because you went on a journey to become the energetic match to that desire so that you could create it. And so all along, you're making these shifts and changes. Now we're starting to get it. And so we do that consciously and we can speed that process up and really hone in that vibrational match. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you got all these come in, and then as I start to talk, it's like they will poof. And it was all right there.
I think it's because Tiffany's up there snatching it
Probably she's
because
grabbing
of the
them as
pepper
they come
incident.
out. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's revenge.
But if you, it's like we can put all this brain power, I want, and I'm seeing this, I do. That's all mental activity. You have to feel it. You have to feel what it's like to actually have it. That's part of helping you get into that vibration of it, you know, like we're talking about. So if you can imagine yourself already accomplishing whatever it is that you want to do or be or have or whatever, see, that's helping. Ooh, that's helping to that, you know, that's showing you the direction of the person that you need to be. So this is the trajectory for alignment to that, because then you bring back that feeling to now and remember that. And then this what that's reshaping you and into the person that you need to be in order to have X, Y, or Z. But
Yeah.
it's feelings. It's not, I mean, it's nice to know, but what do you feel? That's where it's going to happen, is there.
Get in alignment, body, mind, soul. You'll go right to it. Yeah.
And that part knows what is in your contract.
Yeah.
So you won't pick something that's not, it
Well, I
just won't
just,
feel right, you know.
right, exactly. I think that, yeah, just wouldn't, you wouldn't have a desire to do that. So, yeah, you can't do it wrong, you guys. You just can't. Your higher self is on top of that, keeping you. If there was a chance you could take a wrong turn on something, it's just going to navigate you back over and get you back on in alignment with it. But you're going to learn something from that wrong turn, and then it
Absolutely.
ends up not being a wrong turn because you learned something from it. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
I love this. I'm going off. I'm veering a little bit off of our turns here, but I saw a video that Jeroen put up. It was one of his reels, and it was a client, you know, the SC was talking, and it was saying something about it's just all a matter of choices. And it was like, either you turn, you know, if you turn right, you get one thing. If you turn left, you get another. And that was exactly what happened to me in California when mom and I were teaching a class. And that's when it was like the whole thing, this revelation. That's exactly what they did. They were like, here, this is how it all works, kind of thing. I was going out of the doors and I was thinking, okay, which way should I go, right or left? And they said, yep, that's the question. Which way do you want to go, right? Or do you want to go left? You go right, you have one experience. You go left, you have another. It's up to you. It's all choices.
It's all
And I was like,
choices.
what? And then it all came together. I'm like, oh my gosh. And that was just so funny because this session, that's exactly what they were saying. And I'm like, See, there we go. I just love it when you get those confirming things. But it's just this, it's the knowing that comes along with it. And it was like, oh my gosh, that's everything. That's how it all works. It's not, it doesn't matter which one you choose, like you said, it's just you're choosing one of them, whatever, and then that's your experience that you're
Yeah.
having. And the other one, you didn't go on that one, so that one fades away. I mean, it another you may have gone that way and having another experience, and that's a different timeline. It's not the one that you're choosing to focus on.
So I'm going to say really quick, because people will probably want to try to find that video that you're talking about. Jeroen is one of the level three QHHT practitioners, and you'd probably be able to find him on Facebook and
And I think this was
Instagram.
an Instagram reel.
Yeah, so he's got a lot of really great reels out,
Yeah.
a lot of good
Think
posts.
is it's Yaroon is love. Is that his
That sounds
handle?
right. So
Anyway, it was
anyway,
really good.
if you Google Jeroen, I'm trying to think of how he spells it. Do you know offhand?
Jeroen. Jeroen.
Something
Jeroen.
close
Want
to
to say
that, I think.
Jeroen, but it's Jeroen is how you pronounce it.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, because I would love to have you guys be able to find him and be able to hear that video as well. And just to promote another a colleague. He's a great
He's very
practitioner.
good.
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready for our beautiful angelic wisdom of the sky?
Jeroen.
Thank you.
Thank
She
you.
is wise.
And
Gosh.
the internet at my fingertips. Okay.
Ooh.
This is from Danielle. Beautiful Tiffany, what could this mean? Had a pre-dream vision of a pod opening and a cloud of condensation above me. I couldn't see anything else. It was such a short vision.
Pod opening.
Pod opening? Like, and it was above her. And then condensation, is that, did I understand that right?
And it sounded like pre-dream, so before you fell asleep.
Well, you were actually in the dream state. We're still aware and part of that. And then as we're shifting on into it, so and that you're in the theta state when you're have some awareness and you're going on. So that's the
That's
theta.
the
That's where
best place to,
QHHT works. That's
yeah.
where the practitioners hold you, is
That's
right
the
in that
best
state where
spot.
you have these profound memories, visions.
Yes. And memory could be what it is remembering being picked up, dropped off, remembering
All kinds of things, yeah.
there, it could be anything, but of course, you're talking to me. I'm gonna go, ooh, were you taken on a ship? So if you were looking for some validation for that, that's where my mind went. What do you want to add to
It's an experience of some kind. The fact, it
that?
was something. And I'm going to tell you the best way. I mean, you could ask what it was. But if you have a QHHT session, that's a perfect question for a QHHT session. You can ask those kinds of things. Many people do. You know, you're
Yeah.
asking about your own things and everything, but then it's also, what was this? Did something actually happen, or was it just a dream?
Yeah. And you can even ask what happened after that. Now my nose is itching.
Yeah, see, we're onto something.
Yeah. So, and then, trust the
No,
stuff
mine
that's
is too.
coming in. Now we're going to both be rubbing our noses. So, but you guys, when stuff comes in, it comes through that creative part of the mind. And so sometimes that can feel like you're making it up because that's where we make up our stories and visions and different things. But it gets you out of, you cannot be in your critical mind when you're in that creative side. So that's the side that they tend to communicate through. And that's why some people will feel like, well, did I just make that up? No, you're beautiful. And I always say, well, if you made that up, where did you make that up from? Like, are
Yeah,
you
why did
really
you make
that
that up?
creative?
Exactly.
And for some of those lifetimes, like your mom was saying, the digging potatoes kind of lifetimes, is that really what you would make up if you could
Yeah.
make up anything? So
Exactly.
trust the things that are coming through in the when you get those thoughts and you ask those questions, like what happened next after I saw this pod and this mist? Then what?
So, like maybe when you're going to sleep tonight, just you can ask it then, you can get more information, or you just sit in a meditative state, you can ask. Like I said, a QHHT session, that's a kind of, that can be something you can ask there and you would get more information.
Yeah. Beautiful. Lovely.
Yeah.
So that was a good question because it made me wonder. I like that.
Actually, they're all good because they've all been thought-provoking in another angle on things.
Right. Very good. All right. Our question master.
I have a question master kitty that's trying to jeopardize all of everything.
Oh,
Okay.
questions.
This is
Don't hit this button.
yeah, delete. This is from Deb. Sparkly Tiffany. Why is it important to participate in the comments for the grid?
Oh.
Oh, telling us where you're from. Yeah, because you're shining your light. You're shining your part of the grid that lights up the grid, which that's one thing. It's then that strengthens. I keep getting this feeling that it
I was
strengthens the
getting the
grid.
word awareness. It brings in a more powerful awareness because you're participating.
And then, yeah, and then when we had Rob on, he had some more information that was about the joy. Like when you're shining your light, that's bringing joy and stuff. And that's because all of it's connected. So that's transmitting around the world. So releasing your joy, that's.
And since you brought up Rob, why don't we talk about the channel panel?
Oh, that'd be a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So Julia is going to be a guest at the channel panel. That's going to be November. You give me the
13th,
dates.
no, the 14th through 16th.
Fourteenth through
And
16th. Okay.
Princeton, West Virginia. If you go to the channelpanel.com, that's the website, and
Excellent.
then you get all the information.
If
I
not,
also,
go to my Facebook page
will say
or.
in my pages, I have a lot of different promotions on it.
Yeah, we've got it posted. So
Yeah.
the channel panel, though, I'm pretty sure you'll find it. It's in West Virginia and in
Really
November.
great speakers going to be there.
Yeah.
And though everybody except me will be doing channeling. I'll do my own kind of channeling, but I'll be, I'm going to come from a little different angle on it. But the others are renowned channelers. And so they will give channeled messages and then take questions.
And if you want to see Tiffany, she'll be there.
She will be there.
You want to see who the mystery girl, the shadows, the voice in the shadows is, she'll be there. She'll be standing next to me because I'll also be there.
That's right. A support team.
Oh, we're not hecklers. Okay, that was good to find out. Okay.
You're there to
What
ask
am I
all the
better at?
hard-hitting
Heckling?
questions.
What is that, Tiffany?
You're there to ask all the hard-hitting questions.
Oh, yeah. Do we get to ask questions? Awesome.
You get no questions are allowed on
Let's start plotting, Tiffany. We'll get some good questions.
And it is thechannelpanel.com.
Perfect.
Super. Thank you.
All right, you guys. So we'll see you all there. All right. She muted herself again, but I think we're ready for the next question, right? Yeah.
This is from Kelly. What are your thoughts on special needs, their role here? I know what Dolores has said and my thoughts on it. Curious on your thoughts.
I definitely have some thoughts on that. In my awareness, it's been shown to me that they are teaching us how to be more aware of our energy and our behavior because we've gotten so convoluted and in technology and all the things and we've kind of lost our ability to be human towards each other sometimes. So these very highly sensitive, beautiful beings are here on the earth to remind us when our energy is all over the place. Because when we become telepathic and our empathy increases, our ability to feel things, we need to be very responsible for our energy, and that's what they're teaching us. That's my version of what I'm seeing is they're showing us how another person's energy can affect you and how yours affects others, and reminding us how precious and important that is to be mindful of that.
Totally agree. Yeah, I keep hearing the word compassionate. We're tapping into our own feelings, but absolutely, we need to understand. This type of person, I mean, more and more of us are shifting more in that direction all the time. And like you're saying, becoming more telepathic, more empathic. We are feeling much more. And so it's all showing us to be mindful and be very, very aware of our impact. You know, we're always concerned about what are these things? I'm feeling all this stuff and it's crazy. Well, that's showing you what others feel, you know. And so if they're, you know, be very, very mindful of how you come across.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're feeling stuff that's it's uncomfortable, imagine somebody else feeling that. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
And my heart goes out to all the parents that are entrusted with these beautiful souls, and because sometimes that can be a challenging role to play. And you were chosen for a reason. You have everything it takes to help this soul be successful. So thank you
Absolutely.
for doing that for humanity. Wonderful. Okay. Do we have another one, Miss? Oh, let's do butterfly again. Butterfly in the sky.
You
You
got
got
a
a little
little aggressive with that
sprinkle at
butterfly.
some point, just
Just
wiggle
really good.
them around.
She's going to disappear. We'll be like, what happened to Julia? She flew away. Oh.
This question is from Kathy. I channeled a dragon with the number 1246 at midnight. Any thoughts on that?
Channeling a dragon with 1, 2, 4, 6. Is that the time of night? Was that the time?
At midnight. I know it could. I got time too.
2, 4, 6. Well, I mean, have faith in what you're creating. You're surrounded and supported, and all your needs will be met. That's what I get with the number. And it would be cool to find out what the information was with the dragon. So, a lot of people are coming into this dragon energy. It's kind of like this angelic force or energy that's coming in. I don't want to use the word force. That was not the right word. This angelic-y presence that's coming in through that dragon energy. They're here to help us and to bring us into another form of enlightenment and all kinds of things. And that energy is just, it's so expansive right now on the planet. It's crazy. It's like, you know how it was when you would talk about spirituality, but you only had these little tiny little groups that you could talk to, and now you can talk to anybody about it. Well, dragons are the same way. It's like, you know, it
No.
used to be you'd say something about a dragon and people would be like, oh my God, she's living in a fantasy world. Cuckoo. And now you say dragon and like six people come out and go, oh my God, I had this experience, you know. And so thank you for tapping into that energy with your dragon and bringing forward the message from it. And maybe we don't have the full scope of what it all meant with the dragon and the numbers, but yeah.
Yeah, more information, you know, usually you're giving us the short and abridged version, and this is probably one that you need details.
Yeah,
So,
a little bit of
but
details, yeah. But they are bringing in some activating codes. I just had, guess what? Just posted something on that this morning. But they're bringing in some activating codes to help us increase our ability to manifest, which basically the secrets of manifestation or whatever you want to call it. They're helping us to raise our frequency into joy and wonderment, and even in that like magic realm or mystery realm of things. And in doing that, and then helping us to do that and helping us get into our childlike energy, that's helping us to manifest and create in an easier way than what we've been doing. Like shaking a fist at the universe doesn't really work, so.
No. Well, in that state, you know, that awe and everything, I mean, that's where children create so easily. And it's
Yeah.
because they believe. And that's when you're in that state, you believe. So along with our feelings or anything, you've got to believe that it's,
Yeah.
because when you go,
And Peter Pan
when you
tried to
go there,
teach
it's
us
like
that.
you know it's true. It could happen if you can just open your mind to the possibility that it actually could happen. That's all it's needed. That's
Yep.
it. Just a little grain of hope. Maybe
Faith,
possibility. Yeah,
trust, and
could
pixie
happen.
dust. And then what was the next line? And trust or believe or anyways, and then they could fly. So I always remember that part of the Peter Pan. Of course, I watched that thing so many times. I have three boys, so growing up, we played Peter Pan a lot. But it was one of the shows that I could watch a lot. That's fun. So, yeah.
Having nothing to do with this is something I don't think I said it last week. Maybe we ran out of time. I don't remember, but a phenomenon. Did I talk about a phenomenon that I've noticed?
I don't think so.
Okay. And I think it's interesting. It's showing maybe it's the evolution of the conscious mind. I don't know. It's not, I don't know how evolved it is because it's really doing the very same thing it's always done. But it's like it makes it look different. And maybe it's like, oh, see, I'm evolved. But it's so funny to see this. Let's just call it the conscious mind antics. That's what we're always talking about. You know, the conscious mind does all these funny things. Like in a session, what we used to have and still do to some degree is maybe sometimes a resistant conscious mind, and it would try to shut things down. It was like, you know, I don't believe this. You know, you made it up. This is crazy talk. You know, all this stuff. And what that does, that just shuts it down, you know, especially if you go down that hole with it. And we were saying, you know, go with the very first thing that you hear, the very first thing you see, whatever, the very first impression you get, just go with it. And my experience has always been like, just to talk to my conscious mind and say, what have we got to lose? It's just a game. Let's just play the game, you know, and if
Yeah.
anything bad starts happening, you can jump in at any point. I just make deals with my conscious mind. And so so what I've noticed is like, okay, now that we have so many people are in this spiritual realm now, you know, and they're like, yes, I believe this, I can do this, and all this stuff, and we're doing it, and I'll be working with someone, and we get to that state, the conscious mind is still coming in, but it's resisting in a different way. It's still resistance, it's still stuff. I kept thinking it was like, oh, it's something else, but no, it's exactly the same thing. It just thinks because it says it differently that maybe it, you know, I'm evolved. I don't know, but it will say things like, you know, like it's like, okay, well, this is what's going on. Oh, I already know that. I've been working on that. Blah, blah, blah. I just, you know, this is, of course, I've already done that. See, it's the know-it-all Mr. Conscious again, Mr. Ego, but he's just doing it differently. He's still the boss and I know it all. But now he's not saying it's not your imagination and it's not this. No, it's I've already done it. I already know this. See how it's still resistance? It's still, and so you still have to go, please step aside. Let's get to the, you know, just stop your jabbering. It's still being a jabberwocky. So I just thought that was interesting. Just because the person sounds like they're all evolved and everything, it's still, you can still get the same interference from the conscious. It's no different. It's the same thing. It just sounds different. So that's the
Yeah.
phenomenon. Oh,
I love it. I have a little dog over here that I thought she was trying to jump on me, so she's not. We're good. So I'm not sure. I think we did we get through all the questions, Tiffany?
yeah, and Tiffany was saying here your phrase that you were looking for is all it takes is faith, trust, and a little bit of pixie dust.
That's right. And then you can fly. So let's all just do that. Let's make the magic happen, because the magic is real. So
Yes.
you guys, as we go into this new moon coming up, or this full moon, I'm sorry, the full moon coming up, the changes that are taking place, you know, we're all going through these transformational times. And as you were talking there, Julia, even I was sitting there thinking about some of the stuff that's been going on. You were talking phenomenons, and I'm like, you know, what's been going on that, you know, at the beginning I was saying something about a reset button and things like that. And And sometimes we can get kind of like, look at the shiny thing over here, why they're changing something over there. And then when our attention goes back to it, it's like, oh, this shifted. This is different now. And I feel like there's a lot of that going on in this change that's going on with that eclipse moving into now this full moon that's bringing in this energy of us pulling back parts of ourselves that we had given up on or lost or whatever throughout this time. So after the show today, you guys just kind of get clear about what you guys want to create. What does this future look like? What did your inner child want to experience? And start playing with some ideas and get very honest with yourself. What do I want? What do I want to create? What do I want to have happen in my life? What kind of person do I want to be in the world? You know, that's a big question. Am I being the person that I want to be in the world? Do people see me the way I hope that they would see me? And just start really getting clear with that, because this energy over this full moon is going to really help you shape that and bring it into a beautiful place for yourself where you can actually create this energy. So let's not think about the Atlas flying over. Let's not be thinking about, you know, when's the next prediction for the end of the world and all the things that keep coming in. Pull your energy in, bring it back to yourself, and start thinking about what would you like to create? What experience do you want to have? You know, and what is it that you feel like you don't have right now? And why aren't you an energetic match to the thing that you want? You know, start doing the little inner analogy around this stuff and start creating that vibrational match. See yourself in it, be in it. What would that look like? What would it feel like to have that? All the different things that you can do as if you were already in that bubble and had it. And just play with that and see what the full moon brings you guys.
I love it. Absolutely.
I think that would, yeah. So
Perfectly
when we
said.
get done, we're all getting our sheets of paper out. We're going to start writing this stuff
Oh,
down.
yes.
So, all right. Do we have any announcements? The
You
QHHT.
have something coming up in just a like next week?
I have Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Yeah.
Sunday.
Like
So
a week
October
from
5th.
Sunday,
No, like
right?
two days. 2 days from today. Oh, wait. No, you mean the Star Knowledge one.
Yeah, I did.
Star.
What's happening on this Sunday? You have a workshop?
Oh, I just have an online workshop.
Okay.
If you guys want to do something online, come check that out. But what Julia's talking about is a Star Knowledge conference. Sorry about that. And sorry, Nikki, don't come back at me. Star Knowledge conference is live in South Dakota. Monica Dunn's going to be there. Erica Middlemiss, myself. I think that's the level threes that are going to be there. Another friend of ours, Aaron, is going to do some amazing sound things, as well as Monica doing sound things. We're going to be speaking at this. So that's on my website, but it's starknowledge1111.com. And Nikki's got this price so inexpensively. Like, come to it if you can and support her and her family. This is about her father's legacy. All that information's on the website. So, yes, that's going to be quite an extraordinary event. And man, I can't believe I'm going to be flying out this week or this coming week for
No,
that.
it's like really soon.
I know. I don't know why. I don't know why it's not registering. I think for the longest time it's been this thing that's been way out there
It was like a
because
year
I,
out. Yeah.
like I told them a long time ago, yeah, I'll do it. Now it's like, oh, that's like
It's
this, it's here. So yeah, I'll be the one walking around
I'm
like I'm
waiting.
shocked and surprised, like I can't believe I'm here. But yeah, it's going to be a great event. So thank you for remembering that and letting me do the shout out on that. And then
Absolutely.
the channel panel will be right after that in November.
In
So
November,
that'll be
right? And
awesome.
then QHHT, anything QHHT, if you want to have a session, if you want to be a practitioner, If you want to go to one of our retreats, we don't have one listed yet, but if you do, and if you want to, if you are a practitioner and you would like to do something live with our classes, we have our companion classes, and we have more of them coming on all the time. We have some in the United States now happening. So all these things are coming on. But you go to QHHTofficial.com, and everything you need is there. And then Tracy has a coupon code that you can use for a discount.
The magic is real, all one word. The magic is real. You'll get your discount. Plug it in the promo. And yeah, so definitely if you are a practitioner, as a practitioner, can I highly recommend the companion courses? You get to practice, you get to ask questions. It's really important in helping you to hone in some of the things around the QHHT session as a practitioner. It's a great skill builder. So please check those out. They are very valuable, and the people that teach them are pretty amazing. I think I'm in
Absolutely.
love with all of them. They're wonderful, wonderful people. So you will have definitely a great experience with that.
Yeah,
And
you're always
who
hear
else do we need to
wonderful things.
shout out? I think we need to shout out to Tiffany. Let's give her an opportunity to close this up with a
Oh yeah, her
with
final message.
pearls of wisdom or something.
Yes, her from the
Tiffany,
question master.
quick, Google it. Tiffany, pearls of wisdom.
Hug your babies.
Oh,
Hug
that's
your
a good one. Hug
babies.
your babies. All right, mine just ran away and went over there, my little
No matter
girl
how
baby.
big or how small.
Guess what you're gonna get when I see you? Big hugs, Tiffany. Big ones. Long.
Oh, that was for me? Oh, okay. I'll take your hugs.
My kids are all here, so I'll hug them.
Okay.
All
All
right, you
right.
guys. Thank you so much for being here and for all your questions and wisdom and insight. Love you all. Thank
Mwah. See you
you.
next time. Bye.
Bye.